So I open my eyes, like after I muster enough courage, you know, I open my eyes and all my doors are open, all of them. And nobody was upstairs. My mom is already fast asleep at this point. It was like midnight. And I know the story sounds crazy.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Your Ghost Stories. If you're a weekly listener, you would have noticed a bit of radio silence the last couple of weeks and there were no episodes. I do apologise for this. I tried to make it happen, but life just gets in the way sometimes, which I'm sure you'll understand and forgive me for. For the past few months, I've been taking the reins solo for this podcast, and sometimes it can just be a lot of work to get everything done week on week. But I'm starting to make some plans behind the scenes, which should make listening to this show even more entertaining and captivating. So, today we are going to try just that, with a brand new format for the show. Instead of longer style interviews for every episode, I wanted to get straight into the meat and bones of the stories, and base each episode around a story. So for me, it's very important to hear the story from the person that's had the experience in their very own words, so that we can still hear the remnants of fear in their voice, and perhaps even feel an inch of the emotion that they may have felt during the encounter. Today, we're going across the pond to the US, and we're going to hear Maddie tell us all about her crazy first encounter with the paranormal back when she was in high school.
Your ghost story.
I was in the sixth grade and I was having a sleepover with my friend and I had no idea what a Ouija board was. No one's ever told me, you know, this was like, you know, early 2000s at this point. And, you know, I just wasn't educated on it. And so, of course, me being a sixth grader thinking it was a board game, I'm like, yay, board game. Like, let's try something new, you know? And so we were playing it. You know, nothing was really going on. Like we're asking some silly questions like, oh, who am I going to marry when I'm older, you know? And it wasn't really saying a whole lot. But looking back on it, something that kind of freaks me out is when we asked who we were talking to, it went to a Z. And I'm not going to talk any further on that. If you know, you know. So we went upstairs to go get some, you know, water, some snacks, stuff like that. My parents asked me, you know, What are you guys doing downstairs? And we say, we're playing the Ouija board. And my parents are like, nope, absolutely not. You are not playing that. Please stop doing that. And so we went downstairs, we closed it up. And what followed after that freaked me out. So we heard some voices that night, nothing crazy, honestly. It wasn't like the super dramatic thing. But for years, I started hearing voices. I started seeing some things like people calling out my name in the middle of the night. I saw something in my closet, you know, just like random things here and there. I vividly remember when I was younger, this was middle school now. I don't remember the exact time, but my siblings were, you know, young and we were home alone. My parents were traveling that day. And so they were coming back home. We were alone. Our babysitter had left. And we all, for some reason, look down to the right. That's where our hallway was. And we had a really long extended hallway. And then our parents' doorway was facing where that hallway was. And so we all look over at the same time. It was the weirdest thing. And we see this man. Like this really, really tall man standing there. And all of us say nothing. And we see this man turn and walk down the hallway. And so I look at them and I'm like, did you see that? And they're like, yeah. And I don't know what made us do this, but we went throughout the house and started trying to find if there was a man in the house. And if you've seen any horror movies, it's definitely not what you're supposed to do. Like, don't do that. But for some reason, that was, you know, the mindset at the time. And we searched everywhere. Nothing was there. And we start moving on, knowing that, you know, we had just seen some random dude in our house and he disappeared.
Maddie then went on to say that for years after that, nothing really happened in the house. Maybe the odd whisper in the wall, but it was easy to ignore and didn't seem to be bothering her. Until one day.
So my brother passed away when I was in high school. And he lived in Tennessee with, you know, my other family. My parents are, you know, not together. So that side of the family, you know, told me the news. And I went out and, you know, flew out for the funeral. And so the day after the funeral, when I was flying home, my stepmom had lost her keys. And I went into her bathroom. She sets things in weird places. So she told me to look in her bathroom, look in her closet just to see if she dropped it, try to find, you know, where the keys are so we can leave and go to breakfast together before I have to get on the plane. And I don't know what it was, but I felt such a difference in the air. Like the atmosphere went cold. I can't describe it. If you've experienced something like this, it's a very eerie feeling. I felt like I was isolated, even though there were three other people in the house, but I was alone in that room. And all of a sudden I felt like metaphorically cornered in the closet. And I heard my name being called with my brother's voice. It's like time stopped. I knew it wasn't him, because I thought that if it really was him, I wouldn't be freaked out. I wouldn't be feeling such a dark, gross feeling. Mind you, I'm already emotional because, you know, I loved my brother and he had just passed away. And so hearing his voice was like weird. And it was emotional for me. And I ran out of that room because I felt like whatever was talking to me was not him and it wasn't safe. So I ran out and my stepmom had been calling for me for 10 minutes and I didn't hear her. So literally, it's like time had stopped. So I told them about this at breakfast and they're like, oh, I wish like, you know, he would talk to me. And I'm like, but it wasn't him. Like, this is the weird thing. It wasn't him. And so I go home, months go by, nothing happens. I'm grieving my brother, like, you know, I'm sad. And I talk to him sometimes, you know, at that point. I still do, but, you know, at this, you know, during this story, I was talking to him sometimes. And whatever it was that talked to me at my stepmom's house followed me to my house in Minnesota. So I was in Tennessee. That's where the first event happened. I'm back in Minnesota at my mom's house where, you know, the Ouija board thing had happened. We're keeping that in mind. So I go to bed one night. I'm the only one that lives upstairs, right? And so that's where like the front door is. My bedroom at the time was right next to the front door. And so we had a staircase going downstairs and that's where my parents and my siblings were. My mom would stay upstairs in the kitchen, you know, dining room area until, you know, sometimes later in the night, just getting projects done. She's a very crafty person. So I went to bed knowing that she was, you know, kind of within the vicinity. I felt safe. And what I did was I always closed the doors and closed the blinds before I went to bed because, you know, I had experienced some things. I was a little freaked out. And I had already some nights experienced sleep paralysis and, you know, I was already kind of on edge about that. So close all the blinds, close the doors. And I had my radio on and I start, you know, kind of dozing off and my radio sounds slower and like distorted all of a sudden. And I'm like, something's about to happen. And it did. I heard the doors opening. But I was like, no, I'm going crazy. Like, there's nobody else that would be. But it was both doors, like my closet door and my door to my bathroom that I heard opening. And I'm like, there's not two people in my room. Like, there's no way. And I didn't even hear my room door open, the main door. And so I can't get up. It's like I am, you know, I'm in sleep paralysis. I can't do anything. I can't talk. I can't open my eyes. I can't move. And all of a sudden I feel myself getting up. And I'm like, this isn't me. This isn't me. And so I feel myself get out of bed, like, but I don't feel like I'm in control of my own body. And I feel myself, like, you know, reach my hand out for my door. And I feel the doorknob. I start, you know, opening my door. And all of a sudden, I hear my brother's voice come from my bathroom. And him saying, Maddie, I need to talk to you. And I don't know how, but somehow, some way, I was able to talk in that moment. And I'm like, no, get out. Like, I know this isn't you. I don't want to hear it. And I don't know what it was, but it was like, okay, I'll leave. Like, okay, you'll leave. Okay. But here I am, like, kind of traumatized because, you know, it's my brother's voice again. And I'm still grieving. Like, this is only a couple months after he passed. And so I'm like, well, what if it was my brother? And I carried on that guilt for so long, thinking like, well, what if it was him? Like, but it was that creepy feeling again. And I'm like, you know what? If this is really my brother, there is no way that he would do this to me, that he would like freak me out, that he would like try to do all this stuff. Like, there's just no way. I feel like he would come and try to peacefully talk to me or, and have a conversation. But, you know, that's a whole other conversation. And so I open my eyes, like after I muster enough courage, you know, I open my eyes and all my doors are open, all of them. And nobody was upstairs. My mom is already fast asleep at this point. It was like midnight. And I know the story sounds crazy, but this really happened and it still freaks me out to this day.
Everything seemed to settle down a little for Maddie after that, and another few years had passed, and she tried to focus on her studies. Then, just as she was starting to put it all behind her, she goes on to talk about something that happened in her more senior years of high school.
So I was in the 11th grade, and we were rebuilding my house. So we all moved to a townhome nearby, and during the first couple weeks, everything was totally fine. I kind of felt like I was getting a break from everything that had happened at the house prior, and it was quite peaceful for a little bit. But all of a sudden, when I decided to do homeschooling for that year and take a little bit of a break from public school, I was home alone about 95% of the time. My parents worked full time and my siblings went to school in person as well. So whenever I would be on the main level where the kitchen, the bathroom, and the radiator room was, I always felt like I was being watched. All the time. I always felt like there was somebody standing right next to me or watching behind me. I was constantly looking over my shoulder. So I vividly remember one day I was going to meet a friend. I don't remember what we were doing, but I was getting ready and I always walked through the garage to get to my car. So as I was walking through, making sure all the doors were locked up and I was about to walk underneath the garage door, it slammed down almost on top of me. And I'm very glad that I caught that it was falling, or else I would have gotten very severely injured. So I went to my car after this whole thing and I'm like in shock. Garage door had seemed to be fine prior. And for some reason, I had an inkling to look up at my window to where my bedroom was. And I see a man standing there that I've never seen before, laughing at me. And as I'm looking at this man laughing at me, he all of a sudden disappears. And I was like, oh, heck no. I sped away from the house so fast. I wanted nothing to do with that.
especially after all the stuff that I had already been through, there was no way I was dealing with that in that moment. So I left, and then I came back later that night when my family was already, you know, dozing off. Everybody was in their rooms. So I came inside and I sat on the couch and I was going to watch some TV for a little bit and unwind. And from that area in the house where the radiator room was, I all of a sudden hear a voice saying my name. Maddie. Maddie. Oh, Maddie. And just kept doing that. And it was not a voice that I recognized. It wasn't like a person that I knew. And I was like, nope, nope, this is like round two. Absolutely not. So I ran upstairs, and as I'm running upstairs, I see a figure in the corner. I'm like, no, I'm ignoring this. I'm sorry, no. So I went to my room and I went to sleep, and I felt a little bit more comfortable as I was going to sleep. But my mom, she woke up around 4 a.m. and she usually went downstairs to go do her devotionals before all of us would wake up in the morning, just to get, you know, some time by herself. And she gets a weird, like, gross feeling all of a sudden. And she sees a figure in front of her, just standing there staring at her, almost like taunting her in a way with how it was like trying to walk towards her. And at the same time that she was seeing this entity in front of her, I had a weird, gross dream. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen The Grudge. I've never personally seen it, but I know what the girl looks like, and I've seen, you know, commercials and things like that. So I see her face show up in my dream, and it's like gaping and things are coming out of her mouth, and it was just so disgusting. And I remember waking up suddenly and not being able to fall back to sleep. I was just so terrified. And I wake up later, go downstairs, and I tell my mom about this dream. I'm like, Mom, this really creepy thing happened. Like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, when did that happen? And I told her. She told me, at that same time, I saw an entity down here and I got rid of it. And it sounds like you woke up right as it went away. That's something that I will never forget. Obviously, I still remember it now and it freaks me out. But I've had multiple encounters like this, even recently. So if you want to hear more of those stories, I will share them. But that's another one that I will never forget.
I don't know about you, but that scared the hell out of me. I just want to say a massive thank you to Maddie for letting us share her story here on Your Ghost Stories. If you have a story or you want to get in touch with the show, you can email us at yourghoststoriespodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave a message on the website yourghoststoriespodcast.com. Sweet dreams.